今天我的题目是做基督徒的代价。
My topic today is the cost of being a Christian.
很多时候可能讲员会把它讲成做门徒的代价。
Many times we don't think about the cost of being a disciple.
我特地把这个题目放成是做基督徒的代价。
And the specific topic is the cost of being a Christian.
那么首先让我们来看路加福音第14章第25节到35节。
So first let's look at Luke chapter 14 verses 25 to 35.
路加福音第14章25节。
Chapter 14 verse 25.
有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背起自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下算计花费，能盖成不能呢？恐怕安乐地区不能成功，看见的人都笑话他，说这个人开了工却不能完工。或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下夺粮，能用一万兵去敌那领二万兵来攻打他的吗？若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去求他和契的条款。这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么叫它在咸呢？或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面，有耳可听的就应当听。
Now large crowds were going along with him, and he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who observe it begin to ridicule him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, when he sets out to meet another king in battle, will not first sit down and consider whether he is strong enough with 10,000 men to encounter the one coming against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So then, none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions. Therefore, salt is good, but if even salt has become tasteless, with what will it be seasoned? It is useless, either for the soil or for the manure pile. It is thrown out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
我教会对这门徒这两个字存有一个错误的观念。
The church has a wrong understanding of the word disciple.
因着主耶稣对这个门徒的要求。
Because of Jesus' requirements for disciples.
那么教会就把这个门徒看为是一群忠心顺服敬虔和独特的基督徒。
The church came to see disciples as a group of loyal, obedient, godly, and unique Christians.
那么在中古时代的天主教。
In medieval Catholicism,
门徒只限于那些神职人员和那些修道的人士。
The disciples were limited to the clergy and the monastic orders.
那么后来在16世纪这个宗教改革者。
And later, the Protestant reformers.
那么他们拒绝这种分别。
They rejected this distinction.
而以另外一个看法来代替。
And substituted another view.
他们认为耶稣对门徒的教导和要求只限于一群成熟认真而且愿意委身的基督徒。
They believe that Jesus' teachings for disciples were directed at a small group of mature, committed Christians.
而不是指那些所有的基督徒。
Not to all Christians.
那么这种解释和看法在教会的历史里面已经存留了一段相当的长的时间。
This understanding has already existed for a relatively long time.
那么一直影响到今天的教会。
And influences the church of today.
那么门徒到底是不是指一群忠心顺服敬虔独特成熟认真而且愿意委身的基督徒呢
So does the word disciple really mean a group of loyal, obedient, godly, unique, mature, serious, and committed Christians?
那么教会是否有两种不同的基督徒
Are there two types of Christians in the church?
一种是门徒
One is disciples.
另外一种是普通的基督徒。
The other is ordinary Christians.
那么其实门徒真正的意义是跟随者。
The true meaning of disciple is follower.
那么圣经没有说有两种不同的基督徒。
The Bible doesn't say there are two types.
一种是忠心、顺服、敬虔、独特、成熟、认真、而且愿意委身的基督徒。
One type, which is loyal, obedient, godly, unique, mature, serious, and committed.
另外是普通的过一个很平常的一个基督徒的生活。
And the other type is ordinary Christians who living an ordinary life.
那么到底是否有两种基督徒
？So are there two types of Christians?
那么让我们从今天的经文来探讨这个问题。
So let's look at today's scripture to discuss this question.
我们首先让我们来看路加福音第14章25节。
First, let's look at Luke chapter 14 verse 25.
我们这节经文说有极多的人和耶稣同行他转过来对他们说。
Now large crowds were going along with him and he turned and said to them.
所以他们是指那些极多的人。
So them means this big large crowd.
那些来听和看耶稣的人
Those who had come to hear and see Jesus.
然后当时有很多人来跟随耶稣
At that time there were many people following Jesus.
要来听他的教导
Who wanted to hear his teachings.
所以当耶稣教导众人关于跟随他的条件的时候
So when Jesus was talking about the requirements for following him.
他不是针对一小群人
He wasn't just talking to a small group of people.
而是针对所有的人
But these teachings were directed at everyone.
所以主耶稣对这个门徒的教导是针对所有的人而不是一小群的人。
So Jesus' teachings on this were directed at everyone, not just a small group.
那么所以门徒不是指一群忠心、顺服、敬虔、独特、成熟、认真而且愿意委身的基督徒。
So disciple does not just mean a group of loyal, obedient, godly, mature and committed Christians.
而是所有愿意来跟随耶稣的人。
But it means everyone who is willing to come and follow Jesus.
要证明这点，我们来看《使徒行传》。
To explore this, let's look at Acts.
因为《使徒行传》也说明基督徒就是门徒。
Acts also explains how all Christians are disciples.
我们在《使徒行传》第11章24节到26节说
In Acts chapter 11 verses 24 to 26 it says,
这巴拿巴原是个好人被圣灵充满大有信心以致有许多人归附了主
For he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and considerable numbers were brought to the Lord.
他又往大树去找扫罗找责了就带他到安提亚去。
And he left for Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch.
他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集教训了许多人门徒称为基督徒是从安提亚起手的。
And for an entire year, they met with the church and taught considerable numbers. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
所以这节这段这句经文里面说门徒就是基督徒。
So this, these scriptures explain that Christians are disciples.
那么今早上我们看那段经文谈到跟随耶稣的代价。
So the scriptures today will talk about the cost of following Jesus.
或者我们说做一个基督徒的代价。
Or the cost of being a Christian.
我们可以把这段经文分成四部分来看。
We can divide the scripture into four parts.
那么首先, 一个要跟随耶稣的人,或者说一个要成为基督徒的人, 第一, 他必须要有个正确的优先次序。
So, a person who wants to follow Jesus, who wants to be a Christian, first has to have the right priorities.
那么第二呢, 一个跟随耶稣的人,或者一个基督徒必须要数算他的代价。
Second, a follower of Jesus or a Christian must count the cost.
那么第三呢, 一个要跟随耶稣的人,或者一个要成为基督徒的人, 他必须要撇下一切。
Third, a person who wants to follow Jesus and become a Christian must give up everything.
那么这段经文里面,他说, 如果一个人没有做到这些, 他将会面对这些后果。
And lastly, in this scripture, it talks about if a person doesn't fulfill these requirements, what he will face.
那么第一, 一个要跟随耶稣的人,或者一个要成为基督徒的人, 就是要有一个正确的优先次序。
First, a person who wants to follow Jesus and become a Christian must have his priorities in the correct order.
我们首先让我们来看14章26节。
Let's look at verse 26.
主耶稣说,人到我这里来,若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母,妻子,儿女,弟兄,姐妹和自己的性命, 就不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
严格来讲, 如果没有做到这些, 我们就不可以成为基督徒。
So it's saying that if we don't do this, we cannot become a Christian.
所以这个中文翻译本还加了后面一句, 就是说, 爱我胜过爱, 它的原文是做恨。
The Chinese translation here renders hate as love me more than the English.
如果你看英文的翻译本的话, 他们都是翻译成 hate.
Now the English is translated as hate.
然后听起来感到很不安。
When we hear this, we feel very uneasy.
难道一个人要跟随耶稣或者成为基督徒, 必须要恨他的父母, 啊, 或者妻子, 儿女, 弟兄, 姐妹, 还有甚至他的性命吗?
Must a follower of Jesus, a Christian, really hate his own family, his children, his brothers and sisters, even his own life?
如果要了解这节经文的话,我们必须要了解希腊文对这个用词真正的意义。
If we want to understand this verse, we have to understand the word in the original Greek.
因为希腊文受到希伯来文还有旧约圣经背景的影响。
The Greek here has been influenced by the Hebrew and the Old Testament background.
那么恨不是指怀恨一个人的意思。
Here, hate doesn't mean to hate a person.
那么这个用词不是针对一个人的感情。
This word doesn't refer to a person's feelings.
而是指一个人的委身或者他的选择。
It refers to his commitment or his choice.
然后在圣经里面, 比如说爱和恨是指选或者不选的意思。
In the Bible, love and hate can mean to choose or to not choose.
那么举个例子, 保罗在罗马书第9章第13节这么说。
As an example, Paul in Romans chapter 9 verse 13 says,
他说,正如经上所记, 雅各是我所爱的, 以扫是我所恶的。
Just as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated.
那么神不是爱雅各恨扫以扫。
It isn't that God loved Jacob and hated Esau.
而是神选雅各不选以扫。
It is that God chose Jacob and didn't choose Esau.
那其实这个中文的翻译表现出这段经文真正的意义。
Actually, the Chinese translation really expresses the true meaning of this verse.
人到我这里来,若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母,妻子,儿女,弟兄,姐妹和自己的性命, 就不能做我的门徒或者基督徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not love me more than his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
然后换句话说，如果一个人爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的生命多过爱耶稣的话，不可以做耶稣的门徒。
In other words, if a person doesn't love God more than his parents, his wife, his brothers and sisters, his children, even his own life, he cannot become a Christian.
因为主耶稣在马太福音第十章第三十七节讲得非常的清楚。
Jesus said it very clearly in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37.
他说，爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
Those who love their father or mother more than me are not fit to be my disciples. Those who love their son or daughter more than me are not fit to be my disciples.
那么其实一个人爱任何的东西多过爱耶稣，不配做耶稣的门徒。
Actually, if a person loves anything more than Jesus, he's not fit to be a disciple.
所以当我回应神的呼召来美国念神学的时候，
When I answered God's call to come to America and study theology,
我有征求我父母的意见。
I sought my parents' opinion.
然后感谢主，他们赞同我的决定。
Thanks be to God, they agreed with my decision.
然后特别是我的父亲，他还恭喜我。
Especially my father, he congratulated me.
然后他认为我做这个决定是最好的。
He believed that my decision was a good one.
一般的父母都不会赞同自己的儿子做传道人。
Most parents would not agree with their son becoming a preacher.
然后况且自己的儿子是一位工程师。
Especially when that son was already an engineer.
然后虽然我的父母爱我。
Although my parents loved me.
关心我的前途。
And worried about my prospects.
但是他们没有反对。
They did not oppose.
我想他们是爱神的人。
I think they were people who really loved God.
那么除了爱主多过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的生命之外，
In addition to loving God more than parents, wife, children, brothers and sisters, and your own life,
那么主耶稣还说，一个要跟随耶稣的人要背起自己的十字架。
Jesus also said that a person who wants to follow him must take up his own cross.
在二十七节，主耶稣说，凡不背这自己十字架跟从我的人，也不能做我的门徒。
In verse 27, Jesus says, "Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple."
我主耶稣在之前也讲过。
And before Jesus had said,
然后耶稣就对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
我们当时的人明白什么是背起十字架。
The people of that time understood what it meant to carry your cross.
我们当一个罪犯被罗马政府判死刑的时候，
When a criminal was sentenced to death by the Roman government,
我们他必须背起自己的十字架。
He had to carry his own cross.
背起自己的十字架是代表顺服。
Carrying his own cross represented obedience.
也就是顺服罗马政府。
Obedience to the Roman government.
然后同样的，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我，是指一个人天天的顺服耶稣来跟从他。
In the same way, taking up your cross daily, means a person must seek daily to obey Jesus and follow him.
那么第二，一个跟随耶稣的人必须要数算代价。
Second, a person who is a follower of Jesus must count the cost.
那么首先，主耶稣一个盖楼的比喻来讲解这个意义。
Here, Jesus uses the building of a tower as a metaphor.
那么这个比喻，无论是主耶稣的时代或者我们的时代，我们都明白他所说的。
This metaphor could be understood by the people of Jesus' time and can be understood by us today.
因为耶稣的时候有楼，但是不是高楼，今天我们到处都可以看到楼。
In Jesus' time, there were multi-story buildings. They weren't very tall. And of course, today, there are tall buildings everywhere.
所以在28节到30节主耶稣这么说。
So in verses 28 to 30, Jesus said,
他说你们哪一个要盖一座楼不先坐下算计花费能盖成不能呢？
For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it?
那恐怕安乐地居不能成功，看见的人都笑话他说，这个人开了工却不能完工。
Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who observe it begin to ridicule him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish."
那么今天一个盖楼的发展商
，Today a developer who wants to build a tower，
他必须要首先计算这个盖楼花费的工程。
He has to calculate the cost of the whole project.
他必须有足够的经费来完成这个盖楼的工程。
He has to have enough funds to finish this project.
在工程界的时候，我曾经看过一些楼盖到一半就没会盖完。
I have seen before the towers that were built halfway and then abandoned.
因为发展商不够钱。
Because the developer ran out of money.
我曾经看过一座楼，高楼来的，被放弃了十多年。
I have seen a multi-story tower that has been abandoned for more than 10 years.
那么在这种情况下，那个发展商必定会亏大本。
In this kind of situation, the developer is going to lose a lot of money.
所以一个人如果要盖楼的话，他必须要算好。
If a person is going to build a tower, he has to calculate very carefully.
有足够的经费来完成这个盖楼的工程。
To see if he has enough funds to complete the project.
当然，一个要跟随耶稣的人不能够知道将来有所要发生的事情。
Of course, a person who's following Jesus doesn't know everything that will happen in the future.
然后主耶稣没有说，我们应当知道将来所面对的，才能够成为他的门徒。
Jesus did not say we have to know everything we'll face in the future before we can become his disciples.
那无论如何，他所强调的是
，No matter in any case, what Jesus emphasized was
一个要跟随耶稣的人必须要知道自己所要付上的代价。
A person who wants to follow Jesus must know what price he'll pay.
换句话说
，In other words,
那么原则上他愿意把自己的一生事业、家庭和钱财交托给耶稣来让他来掌管。
In other words, a person must be willing in principle to commit his life, work, family, and finances into Jesus' control.
所以当我回应神来美国念神学的时候
，When I answered God's call to come to America and study theology,
我不可能知道将来所要发生的事情。
I couldn't know everything that I would face.
但是我只知道我从今以后就没有收入了。
I just knew that from that day onward I wouldn't have an income.
要过一个凭着信心的生活。
I would have to live a life relying on faith.
然后我也知道我做这个决定是最好的。
I knew this decision was the right one.
因为我所放弃的跟神所为我预备的根本没有的比。
Because I knew that what I had given up and what God had prepared for me could not compare with what God had prepared for me.
那我也知道将来我所做的是有永恒价值的。
And I knew that what I would do in the future would have eternal value.
那么因此我愿意把我的一生、我的事业、家庭、钱财交托给耶稣，让他来掌管。
So I was willing to commit my life, my finances, my family, and my work into Jesus' hands.
那么第三，一个跟随耶稣的人必须要撇下一切。
Third, a person who is a follower of Jesus must give up everything.
那么在这里，主耶稣以一位王出去打仗来做个比喻。
Jesus here tells a parable of a king going out to do battle.
所以主耶稣说，或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下度量，能用一万兵去敌对，领二万兵来攻打他的吗？
So here Jesus says, or what king, when he sets out to meet another king in battle, will not first sit down and consider whether he is strong enough with 10,000 men to encounter the one coming against him with 20,000?
若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去求和席的条款。
Or else, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace.
那么同样的，主耶稣所强调的一个王出去打仗也要付上代价。
In the same way, Jesus emphasizes that a king going out to do battle must pay a price.
那么这个代价比那个盖楼的代价还要大。
The price is higher than that of building a tower.
然后如果楼盖不成的话，最多给人取笑。
If the tower isn't finished, the worst that can happen is people will laugh at you.
但是如果打败仗的话，那个损失将会非常的大。
But if the king is defeated in battle, the losses will be heavy.
那么士兵的生命丧失。
The loss of soldiers' lives.
然后可能自己的生命也受到威胁。
And maybe his own life will be threatened.
国土被人占领。
Their territory will be taken over.
所以盖楼这个比喻强调一个跟随耶稣的人要付上代价。
The parable of building a tower emphasizes that a follower of Jesus must count the cost.
然后王出去的比喻强调一个跟随的人要撇下一切。
The parable of the king going out to battle emphasizes that a person must give up everything.
所以在33节耶稣说
In verse 33, Jesus said,
他说这样你们无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的就不能做我的门徒或者基督徒。
So then none of you can be my disciple or a Christian who does not give up all his own possessions.
那么一个跟随耶稣的人必须要放弃一切成为一个一无所有的人才能成为耶稣的门徒吗
So does a person who wants to become Jesus' disciple really have to give up everything and become penniless?
然后记得吗主耶稣曾经向一位官说过
If you remember, Jesus had once spoken to the rich young ruler.
然后他对他说你必须要把你所有的变卖来帮助这些穷人然后来才跟随我。
He told him that he must sell off all his possessions, give it to the poor, and come follow Jesus.
但是这个官听了之后
But when the rich young ruler had heard this,
他就感到很忧愁
He was very worried.
因为他很富有
Because he had a lot of wealth.
所以耶稣看见他就说有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊。
And Jesus looked at him and said, How hard it is for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God.
那么其实主耶稣是在考验这个官的心。
Jesus was testing this young ruler's heart.
看是他是否愿意放弃他的财物来跟从他。
To see if he was willing to give up his wealth and follow Jesus.
但是这位官却把他的心放在他的财富上。
But this young ruler had put his heart onto wealth.
不肯放弃。
And was not willing to give it up.
就好像主耶稣在登山宝训所说的。
As Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
所以耶稣说，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
So Jesus said, So then none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions.
所以撇下一切在希腊文的意思是脱离关系的意思。
In the Greek, the meaning of give up everything is to renounce.
也就是以这些世俗的称心来脱离关系。
And that means to renounce worldly things.
那就如保罗在哥罗西书第三章第一节到第三节说。
As Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3.
那么请注意保罗所说的。
Pay attention to what he says.
那保罗说，所以你们若真的与基督一同复活，真的。
Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, truly.
就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
某一个跟随耶稣的人，或者一个说他是基督徒的人，他应当想天上的事情。
A person who is a follower of Jesus or a Christian must think of the things of heaven.
而不是地上的事情和那些世俗的事情。
Not the things of the world or worldly things.
他的心应当是在天上而不是在地上。
His heart should be in heaven and not here on the earth.
那么除此之外, 一个跟随耶稣的人, 或者一个人说他是基督徒, 他不再为自己而活, 而是为基督而活。
In addition to this, a person who's a follower of Christ or who says he's a Christian does not live for himself anymore, but lives for Christ.
加拉太书第二章第二十节, 保罗这么说,
Paul says in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20,
我已经与基督同钉十字架, 现在活着的不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着, 并且我如今在肉身活着, 是因信神的儿子而活。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
所以一个人要跟随耶稣或者要成为基督徒的话,
So if a person wants to follow Jesus or become a Christian,
那么第一, 他必须要有一个正确的这个优先次序。
First, he must have his priorities in the correct order.
然后第二, 他必须要数算这个代价。
Second, he must count the cost.
那么第三, 他必须要撇下一切。
Third, he must give up everything.
但是如果一个人说他是基督徒,
But if a person says he's a Christian,
但是又没有做到这些的要求,
hasn't fulfilled these requirements,
主耶稣说, 他将会面对这个不良的后果。
Jesus said that he will face negative consequences.
言本是好的, 言若失去了味, 可用什么叫他再咸呢?
Therefore, salt is good, but if even salt has become tasteless, with what will it be seasoned?
或用在田里, 或堆在粪里, 都不合适, 只好丢在外面, 有耳可听的就应当听。
It is useless either for the soil or the or for the manure pile. It is thrown out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
那么如果这个盐失去了它的味道,
If salt loses its flavor,
将成为一个没有用的东西, 而且要被丢在外面,
It will become a useless thing to be thrown out.
在这里, 失去这个味道是指败坏或者被玷污的意思。
Here, to lose its flavor means to be corrupted or contaminated.
我们在福音书里面, 如果你看耶稣的教导,
If you see Jesus' teachings in the Gospels,
被丢在外面经常是指这个地狱的审判。
To be thrown out often points to the judgment of hell.
比如说在约翰福音第15章第6节,
For example, in John chapter 15, verse 6,
人若不藏在我里面, 就像枝子丢在外面枯干, 人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
然后在马太福音第8章第12节, 耶稣也这么说。
And in Matthew chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said,
唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去, 在那里必要哀哭切齿。
But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
然后这两节经文描述一个不得救的人所要面对的。
These two verses describe what a person who is not saved will face.
然后他将会被丢在外面,在那里哀哭切齿。
He will be cast out where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
我们一个真正的基督徒, 圣经说他是世上的盐。
And the Bible says a true Christian is the salt of this world.
不会失去他的味道。
He will not lose his flavor.
他所活的是一个舍己的生活。
He lives a life of self-sacrifice.
不再是我, 乃是基督。
It is no longer I, but Christ who lives in me.
然后人可以说他自己是基督徒。
A person can say that he is a Christian.
但是没有活出一个舍己的生命。
But doesn't live out a life of self-sacrifice.
然后就好像这个失去味道的盐。
He's just like the salt that has lost its flavor.
成为没有用的东西, 而且要丢在外面。
It has become useless and will be thrown out.
我们教会邀请人来信耶稣,接受耶稣。
The church invites people to believe in Christ and to accept him.
但又没有邀请他们自己背起自己的十字架。
But not, does not invite people to carry their cross.
来跟随耶稣。
And follow Jesus.
然后这种做法带来给教会、个人还有社会很多的问题。
This way of doing things brings a lot of problems for individuals, the church, and society.
所以一个人要做耶稣的门徒，或者要跟随耶稣，或者要成为基督徒。
So if a person wants to follow Jesus, to become a disciple, to become a Christian.
第一，他必须要有一个正确的优先次序。
First, he must have his priorities in order.
那么第二，他必须要愿意付上这个代价，付上这个代价。
Second, he must be willing to pay the price.
那么第三，他必须愿意撇下一切来跟随耶稣。
And third, he must be willing to give up everything to follow Jesus. Let's use a little time to think about today's message. The price of following Jesus can be high.
但是这个代价跟主耶稣要赐给我们的是没有得比的。
But this price and what Jesus wants to give us, cannot compare.
因为那个天国的荣耀是我们不能够想象的。
Because the glory of the kingdom cannot be imagined.
因为神在为我们所预备的是我们没有办法理解的。
Because we cannot understand what God has prepared for us.
因此我们值得我们去把付上这个代价。
So we are willing to pay this price.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, help us.
求你赐给我们足够的信心来跟随你。
Give us enough faith to follow you.
求你借着圣灵的大能帮助我们能够活出一个门徒的生命。
Help us through the power of the Holy Spirit to live out the life of a disciple.
不是我们的能力。
It is not our strength.
而是圣灵的大能。
It is God's great power.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, I ask you to help us.
求你坚固我们。
Strengthen us.
让我们成为一个蒙你喜悦的人。
Help us to become worthy of you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.